years, one millennium to the next, you see a team of archaeologists, hundreds of them, on the verge of an incredible discovery. They have found a lost continent. They have found a place once inhabited and thriving. A land where incalculable numbers of humans, not unlike the archaeologists themselves, once lived and laughed and cried and died in the dim, distant past. Their shelters, the crude structures where once they dwelled, have fallen into decay. Many, if not most, are utterly gone, having been swallowed by the earth countless centuries ago. But now, suppressing their awe and turning to the scientific challenge before them, the archaeologists begin to dig. With deft hands guiding delicate instruments, they probe the ancient ground. Quickly, they determine that the area they're now excavating was once a community of dwellings. Hundreds, maybe thousands of dwellings, each having been built on separate, though apparently not uniformly sized, plots of land. Questions erupt in the minds of the scientists faster than they will ever be able to answer them. What nurtured this mighty race of the past? What finally brought them down? What gods, if any, did they worship? And suddenly one of the archaeologists calls out to another, "Come quickly! Come quickly," he's shouting, and soon a scientific throng has gathered at the rim of one of the excavation sites, and all eyes fall on a statue. It's a small statue, actually fashioned from a material yet to be analyzed. Was this their god, they wonder? And then another shout from yet another excavation site, heralding the discovery of yet another statue, one virtually identical to the first, and the surprises that greet these scientific explorers have only begun to emerge from the earth. For within weeks, teams of archaeologists, reporting from digs in every region of the lost continent, will have discovered tens of thousands of small statues, much like the first one, buried long ago in the ground near tens of thousands of excavated homes. Buried, each and every one of them, upside down. Today, as never before, we've parted the curtain of time which lies before us. We've gazed into the future of the continent, which is our own, the North American continent. For some distant day, Earth scientists of the future will uncover the late great United States. And their delicate instruments will probe the vastness of dwellings we now call suburbia. And after careful study, they'll correctly deduce that once upon a time, during the real estate housing collapse of 1991, hopeful sellers of these dwellings, untold thousands of them, superstitiously interred small plastic figures of St. Joseph upside down in their backyards. They buried the little figures of St. Joseph upside down in their backyards, expecting that this would help their properties to sell more promptly. And these scientists of the future will smile at the naivete of that race called Americans. They will smile, that is, until future scholars reveal that toward the end of that same year, 1991, the dwellings started selling again. And that, all will solemnly acknowledge, is the rest of the story.